Oh, thank you.
Hello, welcome to the Trevor Fogle podcast for Westwood One UK with this week's guest, Ed Gamble. So he is used to being on an award-winning podcast. He does one with James Acaster called Off Menu, where a guest picks a starter, main meal and dessert and a drink. And mine would obviously come from Weatherspoons. Because you all know I lost my V plates when I shagged a cleaner from Weatherspoons. I tell everyone. So I think maybe I want to have a curry, because that's when we did it, was on a Thursday. Maybe I would have a spag bowl, Foster's, and a mousse, in that order. What would you have, Sebastian, for your meal? Yeah, I know it sounds like something you'd order on Death Row, isn't it? That's what they should have called it, the Death Row podcast. What would you have as your last meal? Now. Another happy meal, please, because I want to be ironic. That's probably what you're picking there. Now, what would you have? Nando's, alright. The peri peri chicken. What about for a drink? Diet Coke, what for your last ever meal? Oh, full fat Coke, yeah. Treat yourself, yeah. This has gone very dark very early. So, he has also been in Almost Royal, where two comedians pretended to be royal in America. But basically, that's Harry and Meghan, isn't it? So they would go around with the full people. You know, like, the camera trips. You know, like Ali G when he'd get a stupid American and then he'd say silly things and we'd laugh at the person answering it honestly. And it's funny, isn't it? Because people are just trying to be polite and Ali G's being a dick. And he was on Man Down with Greg Davis. And Man Down also featured Mike Wozniak, who on Taskmaster shat himself, didn't he? At his bottom. Yeah, his bum very badly. And yeah, they tried to say, could you do a task where you do a little fart? And he did one. And he broke his colon. Oh dear. Funny man. I met him in Edinburgh. I saw his Edinburgh show about his cat. And he said, oh, thank you very much, mate. That is my anecdote for the day. Dave's One Night Stand is where you do a gig in your hometown. I did one this week in The Phoenix in Ashford. Oh, shit, I've told everyone where I live now. I forget that. I didn't say that. I just want to keep it vague, because on my Twitter it just says Kent. There's no fault of anyone's, really, but the sound system wasn't big enough for the room. So the people at the back couldn't hear us. And the people at the back of the room had got like a pump for some beers that contained like 16 beers, I think it was. And they'd like to open up their own little bar at the back of the bar. I said to one of the comedians, go out there and say, oh, it's a bit like Starbucks, opening the Starbucks within the Starbucks. And I said, I'm not going to say that. And I'm doing gigs in Canterbury this week, but I've just realised this comes out on Friday after I've done them. And they were amazing. They were brilliant. I did crowd surfing. They all loved me. They said, we want more, Trevor. We want more of the one-liner headliner, which is my new moniker that I'm using on everything. Someone said, what happened to the sexiest man in Kent? And Trevor Two Trophies. It's still about. It's just, I've changed my name. Well, I've changed my name. I've changed my... the thing that I'm known for. Oh, I've always done one line, haven't I? Good news with Russell Howard. You think now BBC Three's back, they'll be like, oh, that's what we used to have on every day. And Family Guy. But ITV2's nicked that. I've been watching that new sitcom, This Is Gonna Hurt, with Ben Whishaw, where he's playing a doctor. I don't think he'd make a Doctor Who. I don't know, just because you hear Paddington come out of his voice. Where are you going, Doctor?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm little Paddington.
Yeah, no, that's my impression of Ben Whishaw. When he's in Bond, isn't it? And Daniel Craig comes up to him and says,
oh, I've just shagged your lady.
Can I have some weapons, Q? Because I think Daniel Craig is Sean Connery. And Q goes,
oh, yeah, there you go. There's some ones you can have. Oh, can I shag a lady like you do, Bond?
No, you can't. I only shag the ladies.
Oh, can I? Does that mean I'll go back to my desk now and look at my computer?
Why does he sound like Alan Bennett? I don't know. And he was in the tour show of Greg Davis, which was the back of my mum's head. And he played a bonsai tree at the end. He came on. I think he was his warm-up act. Then they got him on at the end to put a bonsai on his head every night. That is living the dream, isn't it? Wearing a little bonsai on the head. This week, I have decided, because it's Valentine's Day on Monday, and I thought I'd try and get a new song for my love remix, because I've got a CD I put on there of all the songs that I use when I'm doing the love making. My personal favourite at the moment is The Floral Dance by Terry Wogan. It really, really works. It's a very sexy song. Every time I hear it, little Trevor pops up, says hello. I'm not suggesting my willy looks a little bit like the microphone that Terry Wogan used to use on Blankety Blank, but I saw them. We're actually famous with that guy from Glee who pretends he's disabled. He's wrong. He's trying to get benefits or something. Should have got a disabled actor. It's 2022. All right, when it came out, it wasn't 2022. But you know what I mean. It's a bit wrong. Conan O'Brien, he went on there in Americas. Oh, let's get on there. What the hell is God's coming over here to do some comedy tonight on the Late Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert? Please welcome to the stage, Tyler Feelgood. Hello, people of America. Oh, I'm a very sexy man. I'm the sexiest man in Kentucky. Yeah, I'll change the reference for you. I used to work in Disneyland. But is a Mickey Mouse firm in it? I'll change the reference for you. I had sex in an elevator. It was wrong on so many different levels. See, I've changed the reference for you. That's what I'd do if I went to America. Insert jokes here. Insert name here. The Sue Perkins panel show. People say, don't keep slagging it off. I will. It was shit. I'll get this. Where the loser or the winner of the night has to pay for everyone else. I think that's what the idea is. It's not a very good idea, is it? If you're going on there. So, how am I getting paid for the show? Oh no, I've just had to spend it all on buying a meal that I didn't want. Roast battle. I'm really, really good at roast battles. Well, I thought I was, but now I've lost to AMJ twice. Robbed both times. And now he's got a lovely green wobbly dinosaur trophy that says King of Comedy on it. Because I have to call him the King of Comedy. Because that was a stipulation he invented. And I agreed to it. I thought, yeah, it'd be fine. I don't mind being called the King of Comedy. And then I lost. So now I'm the one-liner headliner. You see? Just invent your own moniker. People can't stop you. Ultimate Warrior with John Richardson, which I saw at L Street Studios. I think that was the episode he recorded. It was a very funny show. I watched it on television. They cut out lots of stuff that was actually really funny. They had to do ASMR with Rob Beckett. And Luke Sanders is on it as well. Yeah. Lots of people there that I know. Away from the stage. I said, hi. She said, are you that man that I gigged with in London? I said, yeah, I am. She said, can you sit down, please? I said, oh, okay. And he was on Taskmaster. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. And he won. And he's going to be on Champion of Champions. It's coming back soon, isn't it? With Ardlo Hanlon and some other people. I like the lineup last year. It was amazing. It was the best lineup I've had in ages. It was just everyone was funny. Guz Khan, loved him. Victoria Coren Mitchell, liked her. Desiree Birch, liked her as well. Alan Davis, yes. Mark Garner Robinson, I said I saw her in the courtyard in Edinburgh. I would have got up to say hello, but restraining orders and stuff. And comedians doing lectures. What would I do a lecture on? Maybe the porn industry, and more, I only watch it for the story. They're very compelling. People go, oh, these things you can get on Netflix. Oh, it's really good on Netflix. All these compelling stories, detective dramas from Norway and stuff like that. No, you've got to watch the pornographies. Very compelling stories in there, like a parody of the Avengers. It was almost as good as the MCU. I just want it to be canon. I know there's the multiverse now. Maybe they can make the porn version part of the multiverse. I always thought that. What happens if you did an Oscar-winning performance in a porn film? That would win it. Oh. And the winner goes to Fist Up the Anus 4. I know that bombshell. Should we ring him up? Where is he? Should have been here by now. Do you know what day it is? No? Alright, hang on. Hello, Ed Gamble. Yeah, it's Trevor. Yeah, mate, do my podcast today. You can't come, why not? Oh, you're recording off menu with James Acaster. Oh, do you want to know what mine would be? Yeah, I'd go to Weatherspoons. And I'd have Spag Bowl, Foster's, and a mousse. It's not very bland. No, it's a very good choice. Well, what would you have? Oh, get you. All right. So you can't do today. What about any day of the week? Don't make me list them out. You know the days of the week. Don't make me say them all. All right, Monday. No. Tuesday. No. Wednesday. No. Friday. No. Thursday. No. Saturday. No. Sunday. No. Yeah, I did change a couple of days around to keep people on their toes. Yeah. All right, one question. How do you come up with your funny things? Yeah, you go to the station shop. Yeah. You buy a pen. Yeah, got it so far. Bit of paper. All right. Write it down. All right, okay. Yeah, I saw you at Elstree Studios when you were recording Ultimate Warrior. They stuck you in a little box and they were doing painting all over the wall. Then John Richardson had to clean it up. Yeah, no, he's got OCD, isn't he? It's funny, that's his comedy type. Yeah, he went to come around and clean my flat ages ago. Have you got his number? No, alright. Alright, see you later, Ed Gamble. Bye-bye. He's recording a more popular podcast. Oh, get him. Well, this one has now got sponsorship. You might have noticed at the beginning. I now get paid for this podcast. Not a lot. I'm not on Ed Gamble or James Acaster podcast money. Yes, this podcast is making money now. But at the moment, it wouldn't even buy me a pint. In Weatherspoons. Call back. So this has been the Trevor Feelgood podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. We have a new t-shirt on there which says one liner headliner Trevor Feel Good, and it's also got Trevor Tees written on the back, because I've just realised if I make some t-shirts that have got Trevor Tees on the back, people, when they see it, might buy them. Finally. So thank you very much for listening, and bollocks to a lot of you.
I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute and euphonium. Far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. As I walked home on a summer night, when stars in heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlight's glare, into the sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Borne from afar on a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance played by the village band. Perchance on the Calmer came floating down. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, the flute and euphonium. Far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. I heard the sound of the floral dance. And soon I heard such a bustling and prancing. Then I saw the whole village dancing. In and out of the houses they came. Old folk, young folk, all the same. In that quaint old Cornish town. Every boy took a girl round the waist and hurried her off in tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not. But they kissed as they danced along. And there was the band with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute and euphonium. Each one making the most of his chance, all together in a floral dance. All together in a floral dance, dancing here, prancing there, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town. Hurrah for the Cornish floral dance!